This is Swimming by Sarah Avio. Our relation to you is the same as that between abstraction and metaphor, between the idea of a clear lake and the sighting of the lake to describe the clear idea, one said with a laugh. Oh, I said then, what a fine idea. And now, what lake will embody its fact? And this, aren't we tired of comparisons to the natural world? Then this, and what world isn't natural? Only the world of the mind is unnatural. And this, it defies nature and defines nature and won't be defined, the life of the mind. But it's death, one punned. Perish the thought in the deep. All these questions sink away. And only the swimming matters. Water sliding around the head and heart and hip. Arms cresting and curving. With, not against. Carried along on the roll and the rush. A good swimmer knows water won't resist. Swift or even slow. But yes, effortless. Are these words merely pretty? No, my dear. Water is the principle of pleasure and of pain. The receiver of the touch. For the cells and tissues are waterbound. With a splash of a smile, one turned to me. What bodies do we choose? A glacial lake. I'm Rebecca Achenga-Julia-Bushell, and I was the first black woman to swim for Great Britain. I'm a former British champion and world number one, but I quit the sport just before the 2012 Olympic Games at just 17. I'll be navigating you through the waters of my swimming world, as I remember it and as it exists now. In hosting this series, I'll also tell you more about my story whilst we explore a question I've often been asked. Why do we swim? Welcome to Physical Capital, a series centered around the human relationship with swimming. What draws us to it? How do we use it? What do we gain from it? And what can it take from us? We'll be looking at swimming from multiple angles to help paint a complete picture of the sport. We're going to be exploring swimming through the prism of physical capital, discussing the physical attributes that can give you an advantage in the water and how they've been used to achieve greatness, but also how they can be affected and influenced by politics, geography, and the unequal distribution of resources. But most importantly, we'll be speaking to swimmers, from those that push themselves to their limits in the swimming pool and in open water, to those that swim for fun and for pleasure, and those who document its history.
To me, it feels like the closest thing to being a superhero. I feel like Superman. I feel like limitless. Pushing off the wall is the closest thing to flying.
It feels like a dream. You know when you dream something and it's just so sweet and like perfect to the point where in your dream you're like, am I dreaming? That's what swimming feels like to me. It always has.
Swimming makes me feel strong. It makes me feel empowered. It makes me feel like I have achieved. And with every single stroke that I do, and that every hand that I put in the water, and every time I pull, and every time I feel that drag, I feel propelled at the same time. It is the most beautiful thing.
It just feels natural to me. It feels like where I'm meant to be. Sometimes it feels terrifying. Other times it feels relaxing. Sometimes it feels like hell. Comfort in discomfort, like he said.
Make sure you followed on your favorite podcast platform and join us on our journey to the heart of swimming and back again.